Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Ambit Business Builder call tonight. This is National Consultant Mary Amoyda. We are super, super excited about our guest speaker. It is definitely in your best interest to grab a pen and paper because you are going to want to take notes on all these amazing silver bullets. You're going to hear us talk about Ambit Power Trip, and so you might as well pull up that website now, ambitpowertrip.com. We're going to talk about why you need to attend that, and we're also going to talk about Ambition, which is our annual convention. You can pull that up too. It's events.ambitenergy.com because you definitely want to make sure you're plugged in and follow the best of the best to have success in this business for sure.
So our special guest doesn't really need a major super announcement because most of you already know who he is. We all love and know him. He's our number one income earner with Ambit Energy. He's one of the top income earners in all of network marketing around the world, and we are privileged to have him on the call tonight. We're also privileged to be able to call him mentor and friend. So those of you, would you please help me welcome national consultant Brian McClure. Brian, are you there?
Hey, Richard, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you doing?
Well, if I were to complain, I think it'd be a criminal offense. I'm doing great.
I understand. Well, we're sitting in one of the most magical places in all of Texas. It would be the Disney World of gas stations. We're at a Buc-ee's here in Madisonville. And if you've never been to a Buc-ee's, those of you in the Northeast, when you come down to Texas, be sure you find yourself a Buc-ee's. It'll be the cleanest restrooms with a mall inside of it, pretty much. So that's where we are right now, Brian.
Well, I can identify. I'm a Buc-ee's man myself. Stop there all the time.
Well, we just want to offer our condolences to you and your New Orleans Saints for getting knocked out of the Super Bowl. So we commiserate alongside you.
Well, I appreciate that. I tell you, between the LSU Texas A&M game and seven overtimes, and I think the officiating had something to be left to be desired there, and then the pass interference call against the Saints, it just wasn't the year for my teams.
Well, I guess we'll have to just focus on the things that we actually have control over tonight.
Absolutely.
So there's a few people on the call, brand new consultants that have never heard your story. Would you at least start with a brief synopsis of your history in network marketing and why you finally decided to jump on board with Ambit Energy?
Well, you know, it's really interesting because in direct selling and network marketing, you basically have, you know, two types of companies, two different buckets, if you will. One is product-driven, you know, typical direct selling model, you know, where you've got an actual product, where you've got inventory and deliveries and all those sorts of challenges. And then the other is kind of the new bread of network marketing, which is the services industry. And I was really privileged to get involved with what I believe to be the first 100% services-based network marketing company. It was a company called Network 2000. And they marketed U.S. Sprint long distance back in the day when the top three major long distance companies were AT&T, MCI, and U.S. Sprint, with the old pin drop commercials and the phone cards. Some younger people on the call probably don't remember those days, but, you know, it was unconsciously purchased and habitually used, just like our business. You know, every time you picked up the phone, dial one, the area code, and the number, next month, next year, 5 years from now, as long as you were on the service, you made money. And then got involved with XL Telecommunications, which did the same thing, and they grew to be the fourth largest residential long distance company in the country, youngest company ever to go out on the New York Stock Exchange. I mean, it was the company that probably set the standard for a services based direct selling company, and that's where I met Chris Chambliss. I was on the more advisory boards because I came out of the telecom industry than any other representative in XL, and Chris was on the corporate side. It started in consultant support, if you will, and worked his way up and ended up being the EVP of sales and marketing with that company. And It was an incredible experience. And then when Ambit started, Chris picked up the phone and called me. I told him three times. I told him no, I wasn't interested. And finally, Betsy said, you know, you always talked about going into electricity, and here's the opportunity to do that, and you're not even taking a serious look at it. So I met with Jerry and Chris and a couple of times, and finally got involved with the company, and the rest is history.
Well, that is definitely a compressed version of that. I actually, a couple of years ago, I came across some very old videos on YouTube with Kenny Trout, who is the founder of Xcel, ending one of his speeches saying, "Someday we'll be in electricity." So obviously the vision was back, you know, way back when, and Chris was exposed to that, and I guess he chomped at, you know, the bit as soon as he had an opportunity to meet up with Jerry on a recommendation of a friend. That was probably one of the best recommendations Chris has gotten from a friend, was to sit down with Jerry. You know, we just came out of Simulcast, and we've been doing Simulcast now for several years, which is kind of our kickoff event for each year, where Jerry and Chris get out there and they cast vision for the year and roll out some new stuff. You know, what are some of the things that you've, what's been the buzz coming out of Simulcast, or what are some of the things that stuck with you pretty hard, you know, coming out of there?
Well, you know, I was supposed to attend Simulcast in the Northeast, and I got a cellulitis infection in my foot, prevented me from traveling, but I did make it over to Houston, and Jerry was in Houston, and he and I had some time to visit. And the first thing that I'll tell you is that, you know, I've never seen Jerry quite as focused and as, I don't want to say excited, but just determination is probably the word that I would use, you know, in his tone and where he felt the company was going. And, you know, I've been involved in the company from the very, very beginning, and to see Jerry like that, and just the, you know, he didn't unveil, you know, new markets or where we're going, though I know they're looking at international expansion and some other things. But what he did tell me, and I've been around Jerry a long time, what he did tell me is that, or I guess he intimated, was, you know, you ain't seen nothing yet. And so Simulcast is, like you said, it just kind of sets the tone for the upcoming year. And the announcement, in my opinion, is the biggest announcement that we've ever had. And we've had some big ones. You know, we went to free energy. We went from 6 levels to 7 levels in the marketing plan. You know, we can go on and on and on with some of the announcements that we've had over the years that have just been huge and taken the company to the next level. And I think the promotion that was announced at Simulcast, and here just a couple of days ago, they announced a promotion in Japan, and I know most people on this call are not engaged real strongly in the Japan market, but the promotion that was announced in Japan that's going to run through the end of March is the biggest promotion that has ever been in that market. And so, you know, where the company is and where it's going is super, super exciting to me.
Yeah, the promotion, you know, it's funny, you know, those of us have been around for a little while, we know that this promotion has never been run before. You know, we've had triple, we've had quadruple before, but what we've never done is had this few of customer requirements paying out the maximum amount of money across all of our markets here in the U.S., and, you know, we're seeing people, you know, get their bonuses back very quickly. We're seeing people hit triple or quadruple pretty quickly, depending on where they're gathering customers from. And it's definitely been very exciting. It's certainly gotten a lot of activity going, you know. You know, the promotions are great, and they're great to kind of get people off the dime or get people started. But I've always found that, you know, how you get started is one thing. But how you stay started and plugged in is another. You know, most people don't really realize this, and maybe you can shed some light on it, is why is it so important to attend events? Because we build this business from event to event, and I don't know if people really understand that mentality or that philosophy of why that works.
Well, you know, I like to look at Ambit as a community, and, you know, in any, you look at anything in your life, you know, when you're involved in a community, whether it be a church community or, you know, anything else, you know, PTO or PTA or, you know, whatever, you're more engaged if you feel like you belong to something. And, you know, AMBIT's a community and, you know, what happens at an event is you're able to surround yourself with like-minded people. Every day you go out into the field and you've got different people that are, you know, telling you that's not going to work, or they don't, you know, the person that you just absolutely knew was going to be your customer, your consultant, doesn't become your customer or won't become a consultant. And so, you know, and then life gets in the way, you know, have some sort of issue in your life in general. And you know, you look at all those negative things and the things that try to pull you back. And when you go to an event, as you guys know, it's refreshing. You know, you're around like-minded people, you're in a positive environment, you know, you get recharged. But more importantly, you know, the events over the years have become less motivational and more informational, if you will. You know, it's empowering to go and hear from the best of the best. And there's two types of events. You know, there's the field-driven event, and those are done on a national and local regional basis. And then the two events that corporate puts on, or the other type of event is a corporate event, you know, the type of, you know, and that's Ambition and Simulcast that we're just coming off of. So, you know, there are a lot more field events, you know, whether you're in the Northeast or Texas or California or wherever you are. You know, you want to tie into your field events. And again, they're local, they're regional. And then, you know, you've got Power Trip and Illumination, some others that have kind of gotten to a national level, even though they're they're regionally located. You know, people come in from all over the country for. So, you know, it is probably the most important thing that you can do is, on the Whatever It Takes program, you've got to get to any event that's anywhere close to you. And even if it's not close to you, you know, you need to make that investment of time, energy, and money to get there, because the little thing that you can pick up in the hall, or the little thing that you can pick up at the lunch break, and the things that you pick up from all the people that are there pouring out and giving of themselves by being the people that are coaching and teaching and training on those days, is, you know, if you pick up one little nugget that is a differentiator for you, you know, it literally can make the difference in millions of dollars of income for you and your family. It's just, you know, no ifs, ands, or buts. The people that make the big money in AMBIT, you just look at it historically, no exceptions, are the people that attend events over and over and over and over and over and over again.
You know, you have such a great point on the Whatever It Takes program, Brian. And I think there's some people on the call who think, oh, well, he's the number one income earner, and he's got all this money, and he can invest in that, and it's a drop in the bucket. Well, I want you to share a little bit about you and your journey on the Whatever It Takes program, because I know the price you've paid with, you know, where you've had to sleep and what you've had to eat, and the price you paid in the early days before you even made a dime in network marketing. I know we've stayed in, you know, hostels where it was not pleasant, and, you know, water was not, was brown in the tub. I mean, that kind of stuff, that when we paid the price in the early days. But I want people to hear, listen, you didn't make this kind of money in the early days of your network marketing career. You actually had to pay a price.
Yeah, we, you know, in the first company that I got involved in direct selling with was Network 2000, and it was the direct selling or network marketing part of US Sprint. And Charlie Regas, who's one of my mentors, went on to be the founder's wife, still owns AvoCare, which is a great nutritional company in our industry. But Charlie was our divisional director, and he had five. I lived in New Orleans at the time. He had five states. He had, you know, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas. And he lived in Shreveport, Louisiana, and 3 weekends out of the month, he would do a rally in a city. So, you know, one weekend he's in El Paso, and the next weekend he's in Jackson, Mississippi, and the next weekend he's in Tulsa. He'd take a weekend off, and the next weekend he'd be in New Orleans or, you know, Houston, whatever. And I didn't have any money. You know, it was my first stab at direct selling. I'd just gotten out of college. I was an entrepreneur, so I wasn't your typical college student where I was going to go interview with big companies. I know that wasn't my plot in life, but I'd always painted houses when I was coming up. And so I said, well, you know, graduate from college, go back to painting houses and make a living. And, you know, I was making survival money basically, but I would work really hard, make sure that I had enough money for fuel to get from New Orleans to wherever Charlie was going to be that weekend. And I used to stop at Quincy's, which was a big steak chain, and, you know, they'd have yeast rolls, and you'd sit down at the table, and they'd bring you a basket of yeast rolls, a little thing of butter, and, you know, I'd sit there and tell them I was waiting on somebody, and I'd eat my 10, 12 yeast rolls and say, well, they must not be coming, and, you know, they wouldn't charge you for the yeast rolls if you got out and walked out, and I'd leave my 50-cent tip for the waitress, which, you know, was what I had budgeted for the meal, and I'd go on down the road. And you know, when I got to Tulsa or wherever I was going, I typically didn't have money for a hotel, so I'd sleep in my car. And one time I was sleeping in my car, and I heard this banging next to me, and it kind of woke me up, and it was in the winter, and my windows were all fogged up, and so I wiped off the, I thought somebody was trying to break into my car, and I was sleeping there. I was freezing cold, and I wiped the fog off of the windows, and I looked up, and there was Charlie Regas. And back in the day, you know, you didn't have a electric window, so I cranked my window down, and Charlie goes, what are you doing, you know? And so I'll be honest with you, Charlie just don't have the money to stay in the hotel, so I usually sleep in my car. And, you know, he invited me into the hotel room and told me that, you know, if I brought an air mattress, I was welcome to sleep on the floor of his hotel room. And you know, it was that one act of kindness that always stuck with me. You know, Charlie really didn't make any money off of me. I wasn't in his organization, but I, you know, never forgot that. And it's one of the reasons that I think I've developed into who I am, and just never worried about downline affiliation. But, you know, I paid a serious price, and the most I ever got up in residual income in that company, because the marketing plan was really tough for making money, was a couple hundred bucks a month. But, you know, what I learned from Charlie and other mentors over the years by going weekend after weekend after weekend, I never missed a weekend for a year and a half. And Charlie had the same program, same training every single weekend. But, you know, the bottom line was that I was learning, you know, and back to my point earlier is, I was interfacing with other people that was there. You know, the people in Tulsa were different than the people in Houston the week before that were different than the people in Jackson, Mississippi the week before that. And I would just network with those people and sit down. And a lot of times, you know, it's kind of embarrassing. Oh, I'm not hungry. I'm starving to death, but I have the money to eat lunch during the Super Saturday event. But, you know, bottom line is I learned so much from that experience and never made any money, but I was hooked on, you know, unconsciously purchased, habitually used public utility in those days, being a long distance phone call and the residual that was produced. And, you know, I took those experiences from First Network 2000, then XL Telecommunications, where I took that experience from Network 2000, became a top 40 income earner, now to Ambit Energy. So it's not been a 1 or 2 year or 12, 13 year journey in Ambit. You know, it's been a 40 year journey of, you know, understanding that at the end of the day, if I educated myself, put myself in front of the information, worked really hard and became a student of the business, that, you know, I would get to where I wanted to be. And, you know, a lot more lean years than fat years. And what I can tell you is it's worth paying the price.
No doubt. I think you can definitely verify it was worth paying the price. We can definitely say that too. You know, you talk about making the investment for the regional events. Obviously, we've got Power Trip coming up in 2.5 months, and we've got Ambition, our annual convention, coming up in about 7 months. And there's plenty of time for someone really to scrimp and save and make the money to reinvest it in their business. But you were the one who's led Power Trip for many, many years. This will be the very first Power Trip that Richard and I are going to be hosting, which we have very, very big shoes to fill, literally and figuratively. But I want you to share, what makes Power Trip so special and unique? You've been to lots and lots of regional events, not just in Ambit, but in lots of different network marketing companies. But there's something very unique, very special about Power Trip, and what is it about it that really people need to go to?
Well, I think the most unique thing is that it is literally the only non-corporate, so in other words, field-driven event where Chris and Jerry come and participate. You know, it's obvious there are so many events all around the country, and their primary job, they're in the energy business, and, you know, they're keeping up with the regulations, they're keeping up with buying the energy and the rates, and, you know, they can't go out every single weekend all over the country doing events. So in the early days when Carlos Marin and I formed Power Trip, we invited Jerry and Chris, and on Friday night, so Power Trip, for those that are on the call and aren't familiar with it, Thursday night there's a business presentation. So the idea is to drive as many people as you possibly can to that presentation in the local market. And of course, the one coming up in the spring is in the Dallas-Fort Worth market. And so that's Thursday night. And then Friday morning, we have a leadership breakfast. And that leadership breakfast, I think, is one of the most powerful events of Power Trip. And it's where everybody gets together and some very, very key leaders sit there and kind of have a fireside chat and share their experiences with people. And then Friday night is when Jerry and Chris come and do a Q&A. So there's a little bit of training, and then Jerry and Chris take the stage, literally sit up on a couple of stools on the stage, and it's not fill out your index card and somebody shuffles through the index cards and just looks for the softball questions. You know, you literally stand in line, and you're given the opportunity to go to the mic and ask them any question you want to ask. Now, they're not consultant support, and there's some, you know, minor rules around it, but if you want to know something about the company, the direction the company's going, or what have you, or a reason for a decision that corporate had made, or whatever it is, you get to ask any question that you want to ask. And sure enough, there's some great questions and answers, and that's Friday. And then Saturday, you've just got an array of the best in Ambit Energy training on and empowering people. You know, what we do is motivational, but the purpose of Power Trip is not to motivate. And as you mentioned, Mary, I was the one that organized it and ran Power Trip for years, and I want to make it really clear with everybody, I'm not backing down from Power Trip. You know, I'm going to be heavily engaged. I'm going to talk at Power Trip. I'm going to do everything I've always done at Power Trip, except what I've turned over to you guys, and you guys are now hosting and running the meeting, is I'm not administering the back end of it, you know, taking the registrations and staffing the front desk and doing all that sort of stuff. So I'm excited about Power Trip, and what I can tell you, if you're on this call tonight, you need to go to ambitpowertrip.com and get registered. You know, when you're doing events, you know, you can only do one impending event at a time. And so, you know, up until simulcast, we don't push Power Trip really hard. We don't talk about it a whole lot because we want everybody focused on getting to simulcast. But now it's time to focus on Power Trip. And yes, ambition's important, and you should have already registered for it, which I've done. People will do what you do. They won't do what you say to do. They'll do what you do. And so if you want to get people to an impending event, and there are a lot of people I know from the Northeast, I heard Norbert and others, you know, great leaders all over the country that are not in the Texas market, you know, you need to register for Power Trip. You need to make the commitment, and then you need to be telling everybody in your local meetings, your regional trainings, when people get started, hey, you need to be in Dallas, Texas, and get them to come to Power Trip. So, you know, granted, you know, it's an airfare. Granted, it's hotels. Granted, there's some additional expense versus living in Dallas. But what I can tell you, it's the greatest investment that you can make in your business. Another thing that I'll tell you is money's not an excuse here. You know, we have the most powerful promotion ever put out by Ambit Energy. And so, you know, you've got some time here to go make the money and then put that money aside. Go ahead and buy your airfare. Go ahead and put some money aside and do what you've got to do to get the power trip. But if you're on this call tonight, you need to go to AmbitPowerTrip.com and get registered and be telling everybody, hey, you know, I'm here in Erie. I'm here in Chicago. I'm here, you know, wherever you're from, Buffalo, wherever, Albany. You know, hey, I live here, but I'm telling you, this is critical. And get them tuned into to it, reinvesting the money they make. They don't have to register right then and there. But hey, if I help you get to regional consultant, will you take the money you make going to regional consultant and reinvest it in your business and get the power trip? And when they start popping those coding bonuses, you get them signed up for power trip, you get them registered, ambitpowertrip.com. Then they make a little bit more money. You check the airfares, you get them a really inexpensive rate, you get them registered, you get a hotel reservation, you do what you have to do, and the grand prize winner of any impending event, whether it be Ambition, Simulcast, Power Trip, Illumination, local event, or whatever, is the person who has the most people at that event. You know, that's the grand prize winner. And, you know, I look at Ambition, I look at Simulcast, and, you know, I have thousands upon thousands of people that are participating in those events. And if you think about it, they get charged up. They go and try to make it happen for them and their family. And a byproduct of their success is my success. So, you know, it's about getting yourself promoted in the marketing plan quickly. And you want to do that between now and Power Trip. And you want to get as many people to that event as you possibly can, because they're going to come out of that event fired up and they're going to go out and make it happen for them and their family with the new knowledge and excitement that they're going to pull out of that event.
That's awesome. You know, Mary and I, we've hit, you know, attended every Power Trip except for the time that we were in Japan, which was, you know, extremely hard to miss Power Trip, you know, for ourselves since we've been a part of so many of them. But obviously our team attended on the Northeast as well as in Texas. And, you know, each time that we've gone, I've always gained new confidence in the company, especially Friday night is, you know, the big deal for me. I mean, I love Saturday, but I love the you know, the Friday morning leadership breakfast, which is always strong. And then Chris and Jerry getting up there, being transparent and sharing in a way that almost no CEO, except the only one that I know that does it without attorneys filtering questions, is Warren Buffett with Berkshire Hathaway. But, you know, they get up there and they just, you know, they reinstill and reinstate their commitment of who they are and their leadership in this company and in this industry. And so I guess the final question I really have for you, and then we can put some final, you know, want to put some final closing thoughts on this by you, is, you know, in your story, you know, you talked about Network 2000, you know, Excel Telecom, Chris came from Excel, Jerry came from Telecom. You know, there's some people in the back of their mind, because, you know, those companies aren't around anymore. You know, what makes Ambit more sustainable than anything else out there in the marketplace? And I think you've got a neat perspective on it, because, you know, when Chris approached you, you had a significant investment with other investors in another venture, and you had to make a decision on how you were going to wind out of that and jump in with both feet. Most people are just trying to figure out, how do I do this part-time? But if they lack the confidence in the opportunity itself, then, yeah, they're always going to play in the kiddie pool. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, when you look at just your human needs as an individual, you know, what does it take to sustain life, you know? And number one need is water. You know, if you don't have water for a, you know, relatively short period of time, you're going to dehydrate and your organs are going to disintegrate and you're going to die. And then the second thing is food. You know, now you may be able to go for, you know, a month or two or three or whatever without food, but same thing, you know, at some point the nutrition that your body needs is not going to be there, and your body is going to malfunction and you're going to pass away. You know, so you got oxygen, I guess, is number one, actually. Then you've got water. Then you've got food. Then you've got shelter. you know, if you don't have shelter and you have, you know, you have exposure, you know, over time that exposure is going to kill you, and that could be over a several year period of time. But the fourth, you know, most critical vital need for human survival is shelter. And in a you know, first world country like the United States, if you think about it, you know, you've got your apartment, you've got your house, and what are you going to pay first? You're going to pay your rent or your mortgage, you know, if money's tight, before you pay your electricity bill. So when it comes to the fourth essential need for actual human survival being shelter, we're positioned in a place where you're going to pay that bill before anything else, because, you know, you can go through the eviction process or through the you know, foreclosure process. Takes a lot longer than it's going to take the electricity company to turn your electricity off. So, you know, in the hierarchy of human needs to survive, you know, electricity is the highest human need that we can actually market and make a profit off of. And you know, the bottom line is you know, you can look at solar, you can look at windmills, you can look at this, you can look at that. But the bottom line is there's restrictions around that, and you know, there's homes that have, you know, cover from trees, and there's homes that are, you know, don't have the right exposure of the roof to, you know, get enough solar, and you know, the amount of solar that's being put on or the amount of wind farms that are being developed, it's nowhere close to keeping up with the growing demand for electricity. So they're building electric generation plants that you know, are going to continue to fuel the company through fossil fuels. And then as new technologies emerge, you know, we've partnered with Sunrun and we're in the solar business. So, you know, the bottom line is that because of the nature of our service, it's unconsciously purchased and habitually used, and it's at the top of the hierarchical needs of a human being for survival. And if you think about, you know, where we are, we've expanded in several states in the United States, and there are other states that are in the process of deregulating. You know, we've moved into Japan as our first international expansion. We are in one province out of all the provinces in Canada. You know, most of the Far East, you know, Singapore, Australia, New Zealand, a lot of other countries in the Far East are deregulated. Most of Western Europe is deregulated. Spain's deregulated. Great Britain's deregulated. Germany's deregulated. You know, you look at the international expansion plus the expansion in the North America. You know, we haven't even gotten started yet. You know, Warren Buffett said that the deregulation of energy will be the longest, the single largest transference of wealth ever in the history of the world, to date and into the future. And you look at the fact that we've grown to be the sixth largest independent supplier of energy in the United States. There's over 500 companies licensed in Japan. We've been there a little over a year, year and a half or thereabouts. We're already in the top 20 in Japan. It'll become number one, in my opinion. You know, so you look at our model where we go to friends, families, people that we know, love, and trust, and we ask them to help us in our business, and in exchange, they save some money off of a public utility that's unconsciously purchased and habitually used. We don't have to convince them to use it. You know, we're able to provide for them a service at a reduced cost that they're already consuming. You know, so there's no inventory, no deliveries, no collection of money. Every single time they pay their bill, next month, next year, 5 years from now, we make money. So if you look at where we're positioned, the bottom line is that, you know, the consumption of electricity is here to stay, and the deregulation is in its infancy. And though, you know, I'm realistic and say, hey, nothing lasts forever, I actually believe that this will last forever. And I can absolutely assure you, at 62 years old and I have plenty more years to live, you know, I know it's going to last my lifetime. And I am 98% positive that it's going to last my kid's lifetime. And, you know, my oldest son is not 30 years old yet. and it's probably going to last their kids' kids' lifetime. So you think about being able to create a legacy for not only you and your family, and of course everybody gets involved in the business, you know, for the financial reward, and you know, people that are successful in the business, you know, they begin to work out of debt, they improve their lifestyle, they start to make income that in most cases that they've never made before in their entire life, and to be able to create that legacy, I call it generational wealth, is a rare bird. So if you take what Warren Buffett said, greatest transference of wealth ever in the history of the world, in the past and going into the future, you know, a multi-billion dollar business just in the United States of America alone, and you start to think about the global expansion of that. And I know a lot of people on this call go, yeah, well, Brian, you know, if they go into this country or that country, I don't know anybody there. Well, when they went in Japan, I didn't know anybody in Japan either. But I did find somebody in the United States that knew some people in Japan, and those people in Japan knew a lot of people in Japan, and, you know, just literally exploded. So your ability to position yourself, you know, I'd say work locally, think globally. You know, you don't know who you're going to meet tomorrow. Let's say that we go into Zimbabwe, you know, and I'll pick a country that I know we're not going into. I don't even know if that's a country, if that's a city. But anyway, we go into some place and you don't know anybody there. Well, you might meet somebody tomorrow who is best friends with the ambassador from Zimbabwe. And all of a sudden, you've got the powers to be in Zimbabwe building your business. You know, you don't know people, you don't know who people that you know, and you certainly don't know the people that they know, and that's the beauty of network marketing. You know, a consistent, persistent effort over time in a company that's solid with a public utility that's unconsciously purchased and habitually used, and the most, I would say, the richest marketing plan ever devised in the direct selling industry, you know, the bottom line is do you want to pay the price? You know, it's not a question as to whether Ambit works or not. You know, it works. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people making a lot of money, and, you know, the bottom line is that we wouldn't have gotten to where we're gotten, which is the largest independent of retail or largest independent retailer of energy in the United States of America, which is the largest market in the world, without the company being solid. And so the bottom line, you know, if you're on the calls, you have to ask yourself, are you willing to pay the price? You're willing to go to the impending events? You're willing to take the coaching from the people that are mentoring you in the business? You know, are you willing to eat the yeast rolls at Quincy's? Are you willing to sleep in the car? Are you willing to do whatever it takes to make a positive change? And I'll end the call with this, Richard. You're at point A financially. You know, wherever you are, if you're on this call, you have a financial blueprint that exists in your life. And you want to be point B. In other words, you want to be someplace else besides where you are. And you need a vehicle to get you from where you are to where you want to be. And for you know, next to no money at all, and particularly with the promotion where you can double and triple your initial investment by just going and enlightening people and asking them to do you a favor and gathering a handful of customers, you have the ability to go from point A to point B in a vehicle called Ambit Energy. And the question you have to ask yourself is, have I ever seen a better vehicle? On a $100 investment, have I ever seen a better vehicle that can take me from where I am today, point A, to where I want to be, point B? And what I can tell you is nothing that you have in your life, if you're on this call tonight, nothing that you have in your life that's worth, that's of any value to you, has it come easy. You know, whether it's raising your kids or whatever it is, it's not come easy. This isn't going to be easy either. No one got on this call telling you this was going to be easy. You know, it's going to be worth it, but it's not going to be easy. And so if you can get laser focused on the company pays me to do two things, gather a handful of customers and find other people and teach them to do the same. If you get focused on that and you do it over and over and over again, for an extended period of time, 3 to 5 years, what I can tell you is that investment of time, which is the biggest investment you're going to make, will be so worth it that what will happen is you'll create a perpetual money machine. And what's happened for me is exactly that. You know, I've brought some great leaders into the business. Those leaders have brought great leaders who have brought more great leaders. And whether I ever did another conference call, whether I ever attended another power trip or an ambition or a simulcast or did anything else in Ambit Energy, I'm going to make incredible, literally 7 figures per year for the rest of my lifetime. And Betsy will inherit that 7-figure income for the rest of her lifetime. And my kids will inherit that 7-figure income, you know, I'm guessing for the rest of their lifetime. You know, no one has a crystal ball, and we're talking about the future here. But the bottom line is that by going out and working hard for the first 7 years I was in this business, you know, I've created generational wealth for my family. And there's nobody on this call, not a single person on this call that can't do the same thing. And there's nobody on this call that can't exceed me as the number one income earner in the business. You know, I'm going to take it easier. I'm going to enjoy the fruits of my labor. Betsy's going over to Africa for a trip with my sister and one of her best friends from high school for 3 weeks. And I'm going to do some fishing. I'm going to hit a little ambit here and a little ambit there. I'm not totally out of the business yet, but you know, I'm starting to pull back, and the reason I'm, you know, pulling back is because that's what you do this business for. You know, it's not about working the rest of your life. You know, what this business is about is creating a lifestyle so that you can enjoy your family, you can enjoy your life, you don't have the financial pressures, you can live where you want to live, travel where you want to travel, and do what you want to do in life. I mean, I think that's the goal for everybody on this call, but you need that vehicle to get you from point A to point B. I've never seen a better one. It's worked for me. It's worked for you guys. It's worked for so many people, but the common denominator of all those people that it's worked for is that they went out and did the hard work. You know, when everybody else quit, when everybody else said it wasn't going to work, they brushed it off and they just kept charging forward. You know, Tony Procopio up in the Hartford, Connecticut area, you know, has his group called, you know, and their symbol is a rhino, you know, and the rhino just crashes through the wall. Nothing gets in its way. Nothing stops. It's got thick skin. It does what it has to do. It eats yeast rolls at Quincy's. It sleeps in cars. It does whatever it has to do. And I think the last thing I'll leave everybody with is you got to do whatever you got to do to get the Ambit Power Trip. And I'll promise you this, I'll be there with bells on. I'll be at the leadership breakfast. I'll be there training on Saturday. And so many other great leaders are going to be there. You go to ambitpowertrip.com. You get registered for the event. And that's, you know, that's my time to impart on the people in Ambit the knowledge and the wisdom that I have for the business. And I think that I can be extremely contributory, but I can't be contributory if you're not there. So you got to get there and you got to get all your people there, and the impending events that occur moving forward, you got to do the same thing. And you've got to decide, you know, is this the vehicle of positive change in my life? And if it is, you need to put your rhino armor on. You need to charge through all the walls. You need to get past all the naysayers. You got to do what you got to do to win in life. And this is the vehicle to win with.
I would absolutely agree with all of that. So what I heard was commitment, persistent action, persistent action over time. And one other thing I guess I would add to that I see is a real handicap or killer for people in the business is you got to set your pride aside. You know, you're going to hit some bumps. You're going to get some bruises. You're going to do some things that are uncomfortable. You know, maybe you won't have to sleep in a car. Maybe you got to, you know, sleep at a Motel 6. But whatever it is you got to do, you do what you got to do to make it happen. And if you're committed, you'll do it. And if you're not, you won't. I think action will always meet commitment, and it'll never be inconsistent with one of the two. It's either going to be congruent or it's going to be inconsistent. It's your choice. So, Brian, I appreciate you being on this call. I picked up some new things from you, as we always do, and just like I do at every event that we attend, there's never one time that I have wasted or spent time. I've always invested time into our business, and we've always got a return on that investment, and so has our family. So I just thank you for this moment, Look forward to seeing you guys real soon. We're going to go ahead and unmute the lines and let everyone be able to say goodnight to you, Brian. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, and I'm excited about our future collectively as an AMBIT community. And you know, all the positive thought in the world won't make any money. It's only massive positive action that'll get you to where you want to be.
Amen. I hear that. Well, you have an awesome evening, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Mary. God bless.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Mary.
God bless.
God bless.